Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
My name is Nolene Saeed, Nolene Erickdy from Sligo. I first arrived in Abu Dhabi in 1980, first week in 1980. Now, I didn't come directly from Ireland. I was already living in London and working in London. So when I came out here, it was a huge experience. Like a lot of Irish people, London was, you know, the first stop before going on other places. And I was lucky enough to meet some people who were living out here and working out here and told me about the place. And I think the sense of adventure was there. Abu Dhabi was a totally, and the UAE was a totally different place. It was a pearl diving, that was the economy.
So pearl diving.
Pearl diving. And then, of course, after the Second World War with the Japanese polished pearls, that's where a lot of the tradition of the pearl diving here, but also fishermen. When I first arrived out here, of course, for the first week or two, it was like, oh my God, you know, different culture. But once you take stock, and I'd say it's even for new people arriving out here today, look at the similarities between us. Now, of course, I am of a certain age, so when I was growing up in Sligo, I was familiar with the outward expression of faith. Both, you know, going down Sligo Town and people genuflecting in front of the fiery or blessing their face or the Angelus. So when I saw the expression of faith here, when somebody would put their prayer, when the call for prayer would come, that yes, it was different, but the principle was the same. It was an outward expression of faith. So that was nice. Coming from a big family, coming from Sligo Town, with relatives also in the country.
My name is Desmond Hatton, General Manager of the Dusitani Hotel here in Abu Dhabi. I've been here for the past 3.5 years. We're delighted to have the Special Olympics here in Abu Dhabi and especially delighted to have so many Irish staying here in the Dusitani Hotel.
Desmond, you're originally from Wexford. We're here in this beautiful hotel on the 35th floor, looking over Abu Dhabi, looking over the sports stadia that the city, that the state offers for the Special Olympics. How exciting is it for everyone?
I mean, the momentum and the build-up over the past 4 or 5 months, I say, has been phenomenal. A lot of people, they know Dubai, and they don't realize that, in fact, Abu Dhabi is the capital of the UAE. We're 137 meters high up, so you've got phenomenal views out across the city from every angle, every room of the hotel also.
An Irishman from Wexford out here working and living, you know, at St. Patrick's weekend. For you, what does it all mean?
I haven't been abroad for the past 39 years. I think there's one thing I admire about the Irish. Wherever we are, we celebrate. We've got a lot of events planned here in the hotel. People, they all talk about Ireland. I said, how is it that Ireland, we celebrate and it always gets worldwide attention? And I said, that's who we are. We're warm, friendly people. And we all gel together. And if there's no party organized, we will arrange it and we'll make sure there is a party. I left Ireland in 1980. I remember it was a miserable wet morning in Dublin Airport, and my dad saw me off at the airport. I was traveling to Switzerland at that time, and he said to me a few words of advice he gave me. He said, when you're traveling, he said, never judge a man for his religion, his color, or his race, and never forget whose country you're working in, and you will have no problems. So here I am 39 years later, still traveling the world, and I also share those words of wisdom from my late father.
It's great, of course, to be out here and introduce the whole taste of Ireland, the business of Ireland, people of Ireland, the culture of Ireland. I hope we do it anywhere, not just out here among the palm trees. But it is very important. We have a great, very vibrant community. It is on us that we say, yes, we are from Ireland. And thanks be to God, so far we're lucky that most people say, oh, you're Irish, that's great. You need to be positive. It doesn't matter our background or our political, why we are away, our political stance or religious stance, to say we're Irish and behave accordingly.
Hi, my name is Declan Hegarty. I'm from Cork originally, but based in Abu Dhabi for the last 20 years.
Declan, we're here surrounded by, you could say, palm trees and desert. You could say we're in an oasis. You've been here 20 years. Tell me, what do you love about Abu Dhabi? And I suppose, what's it like St. Patrick's weekend here in the desert?
From the moment that arrived here, never planning to stay this long in the first place, found a country that was young and that was growing. A lot of traits that Irish people and Emiratis seem to have in common, felt very comfortable here. The place has expanded beyond all recognition from when we were first here, and we've We've enjoyed it. We've grown with it. Paddy's Weekend, the Irish community has grown substantially here over the last few years. It's a special weekend everywhere, of course. We've made this weekend a green weekend in the Gulf now for a long time.
So green weekend in the Gulf, and you're greening, and obviously the Special Olympics is the backdrop with the opening ceremony tonight, and a team island of 91 athletes, a massive global event.
Well, it's exciting, and it's a proud weekend as well to see such a strong contingent come from Ireland, where of course the Special Olympics is a very special event as well. And within the Irish community and the Irish society and the other Irish entities here in Abu Dhabi to be involved in helping prepare in a small way the way here to welcome the team and the families and the volunteers when they're here. It's an enormous weekend. It's Abu Dhabi embracing the world, bringing teams from around the world here, but also from an Irish perspective, we're extremely proud to be local hosts as well.
Do you miss Ireland? Do you miss home? You're a Cork man.
Well, we get to Ireland very regularly. There are 17 odd flights a week between Ireland and the UAE now, and we bring Ireland here quite a lot. This time of the year, when the weather is good, Ireland tends to come to us, and in the summer then we go back to Ireland, so it works.
And your pronunciation of Emirati, give us it again.
Emirati.
Emirati. Almost Italian. One more time.
Emirati. What a lot of people wouldn't realize is that the community here is a lot older and a lot more sustainable than people think. People associate the UAE with transitory, come for a few years and leave again. But there are many of us who've been here for a long, long time now. We do have people who are coming every year, which is great because it keeps the community fresh. But it's grown three or four times in the period that I've been here. It's meant that, you know, we can field Gaelic football teams, hurling teams. The events are fantastic. It's a terrific community that supports each other across the Gulf.
And obviously people out here are living tax-free, but then rent is expensive, food and drink is expensive. It's not just about making a quick buck, is it? It's people enjoy living here too.
Yeah, of course there are drivers and attractions for living here, but as the country matures as well, and tax base is kind of changing here a bit. But also, you know, I think that a community only survives here as well as you want to integrate. And I think one of the great things about Irish people in the Gulf is that there is this affinity that helps us to integrate better. We want to be involved. We want to be involved in the wider community. And that makes a big difference in the way that we are regarded and our longevity here as well.
Hi, I'm Jean McGuire. I've been living in Abu Dhabi for 6 years this time. And I have an event management business out here. Oh, it's a fantastic place to live. I mean, I'm here with my family. My kids go to school here. It's a really good life. We've a fantastic Irish community here as well, which is great.
And whereabouts in Ireland are you originally from?
I'm from Clare.
And this is very different to Clare, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit different. Weather, especially.
And you were involved in organising, I suppose, the Special Olympics, the Irish connection. How much work went into it?
About 18 months ago, Peter O'Brien got in touch with me through another friend of mine over here who used to do some volunteering with Special Olympics in Ireland. And that kind of started the whole thing off. I reached out then to all of the Irish communities. We have different communities, obviously. We have a lot of GAA, we have soccer, we have different communities here in Abu Dhabi. And I reached out to all of them and we all came together to work as a team.
My name is Daniel Roach. I'm an accountant here in Abu Dhabi. I've been here for roughly about 2 years now, for especially being abroad for Paddy's Day. There's a huge Irish contingent here in Abu Dhabi and in Dubai. And having the Special Olympics here is just a very, very special year here in Abu Dhabi. Absolutely love it. It's a home away from home, with the different communities being the GAA and the different football clubs, Irish societies here, really, really close to home. What do I miss about Ireland? The bacon and cabbage.
Really? Because obviously you can't get bacon and you can't get cabbage.
You can't get bacon and cabbage here, but I suppose the family is the big thing from home. You miss that from time to time, but obviously with Skype and different social media mediums now, it's a lot easier.
My name's Trevor Buckley. I've been here about 14 years.
14 years?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It is indeed. I actually came over with the intention of staying 1 year all those years ago, but got to like the country. It's a pretty decent lifestyle, and you know, as work goes, the package is pretty decent as well. So.
And what do you actually do for a living?
I'm a teacher, actually, and I'm supposed to be in work right now, but I actually got permission to come up and attend this event. So yeah, I teach just in the school over here. I teach English. to high school students.
Miss Ireland?
I do miss Ireland, yeah. I do like getting home in the summer and then at Christmas as well. It's a nice balance, yeah. I suppose that's the benefit of teaching. It's the long summer holidays and to spend that particular time at home. When it's a good time to be at home, you know?
What attracts you living out here in the heat? Is it the lifestyle? Is it the generous package? Is it the fact that it doesn't rain much?
It does, and it's the Irish community here as well. It's a huge Irish community here. There are close to 12,000 Irish in the country. And I'm lucky enough to be part of an organisation here, a club, if you like, called Abu Dhabi Na Fina. 400 adult members and 100 juveniles, so that keeps us busy here. It's a huge club, and you know, there are about 14 clubs in the region, most of them in the UAE, but then from all around the Middle East as well. And just last weekend, actually, we had the Middle East Championship, which took place here in Zayed Sports City, where we're actually going to go now in about an hour's time. So it's kind of events like those and the Irish community and the festivities that go along with that, if you like, that make it kind of a special place to live. Yeah.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.